The Alter Neshama should contribute to Eliyah San Neshama. Hamr Simcha Hawasiman Zechatzalik Levroch Veloze Simcha Ben Rav Chonon Bunim Zechatzalik Levroch, as well as Abraham Ruzin Avram Ben Shlomo Olav Shalom Ike Levi Yitzchak Isaac Ben Tzvi Hirsch Olav Shalom Abraham Berger Avram Ben Minyamin Tzvi Hakohen Olav Shalom and Esther Rochel Baso Mordechai Aleha Shalom Lehelig Neshama Shvizocha to a tremendous continuous Eliyah San Neshama. And Gan Eden Shemayla Mechayel Lachayel Lemetz Hashem. Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Niyeh Bedvaro.
Amen.
We discussed this past Shabbos and the contrast between a Noach and an Avram Avinu. And we mentioned briefly the lofty ideal called Achrayus, accepting upon oneself the Ol Achrayus, a sense of responsibility. And Noach, of course, and the truth is, Noach is not the one, the first one to fail. And we see already from the outset of the Torah, and from the very beginning, Avram Avinu is the one to be Mesakein L'chaira. But who was the one who started the kill? Called Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan, after the Achila from Eitz Hadas to Avraham, Abishur says, you're willing to accept responsibility. What do you mean? Abishur, it's not me. Aisha Shinasata Imodi. She's the one. Abishur approaches Chava. Chava says, it's not me. What are you blaming me for? It's the Nachash. Everyone's putting the blame on everybody else. Kayan kills a Hevel. Hazag Kayan. Hashem Rachi Anochi. I should accept Achrayas. No one wants to take Achrayas. Comes in Noach, state in Zohar Parshas Noach, Ashalo Espalal Adoro. He wasn't davening sufficiently to save, to be Matzal Ador. Again, different reasons what exactly his cheshbon was, but Al Kaponim, and Noach clearly was in Margish, that sense of Achrayas. Who was the first one to go out and to spread Yiddishkeit to the world? Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu writes to Moshe Feinstein in his Drash Moshe Vidus Vasifus, writes Menachem Tzion, Zaks in the Sefer Menachem Tzion. And we have the famous Kasha, we touched upon this briefly, Shalosh Shuddhist time. And Alachaira, why does Kufas Torah, the era of Torah begin, Dafka with Avram Avinu? We know the Gemara tells us twice in Shas of what is Ordav Tesam and Aleph and Hebzim Tzadi Zayin and Aleph that Shisalfi Shon Al Viyama, the world was destined to last 6,000 years, 2,000 years Tovavo, 2,000 years of Torah, 2,000 years of Yemosa Mashiach. Writes the Barbanel Yeshua's Mashiach. It's a zaman that's Mukhan Mazuma Mashiach could come any time in that 2,000 year period. Why did the Tzkufa of Torah begin Ach Verak with Avraham Avinu? Even though people were learning, Medrash writes Mefurish in the beginning of Ayikar Rabo, and Noach he understood how to discern between the behemoths that were tamei and those that were tar. He also learned Tirish, Tetma, Furish, and Medrash. And clearly there was a yeshiva called Yeshiva Shem and Aver. And they were also learning Torah. What was the Chiddush of Avram? Avram was the first one to disseminate the Torah, to perpetuate it worldwide. And the first one to go out to the college campuses of the world, to go out on the shlichas, and to spread, to promulgate Liman HaTorah and the Hikir Asboro, whether it was at age 3, at age 40, 48, or 50, Sugin Adarim Lamed Beis, the various Menrashim, Sikta Rabasi, Shita Sarama, Melchus Avodazar, Lev Gimel, whichever Shita you're going to espouse, but it was only at 52 years old, state in the Gemara, Bishas, the outset of Lech Lecha, Nevesh HaShaosu B'choran, Azok the Targim, Deshabidu Le'araisa. That's when he started, he was 52 years old, and that's when he spread Torah, he begins Tkufas Torah. Interesting that the Rambam writes, when he discusses this detail about Avram Avinu, what choice appellation does he brand upon Avram Avinu? He doesn't refer to him as Avram. He writes the Rambam, Milchus Avodah Zarah, Perek Alba, Lach Gimel. He refers to Avram Avinu as Eson Zeh. He is this Eson. Where is he coming from? A well-known Gemara, Bava Masha, the Banim Tes Vav Amin Aleph. The Gemara relates, and when David HaMelech talks in Kapitol Pei Tes, Amaskil le'esen Ezrachi, peitas posek aleph. Who is the Esen Ezrachi? Who is the mighty one from the east? Who is the mighty easterner? And one who came from Chaldea and then was traveling to disseminate the Torah. And that was none other than Avraham Avinu. State in the Gemara Babasa Tesvavam and aleph, Esen zu Avraham. So Avraham is called Esen Ezrachi. Reb Tzadok HaKohen parenthetically points out in Tzidkas HaTzadik, and Os Reish Mem Ches, we have a Gemara Meforeshes in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yad Aleph Amid Aleph, and it's called the Yerach HaEsonim, Rosh Hashanah, the month wherein the Avos HaKadoshim were born. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they're all collectively called the Esonim. And why is Esen Ezrachi Miyuchat Avraham Avinu? Alright, so Tzadok HaKohen and Os Reish Mem Ches, Avraham Avinu B'Yichu Nikra Esen. Esen is the Loshon Tekifus. It's a Loshon of HaKheshik Boer Keish. He had a fiery resolve. He was steadfast and tenacious in his will and resolve to do the Ratzon HaBorei. And he was the Tokev HaKheshik, which is Avas Hashem. And he was the Maskil. He's the first one. So even though they're all, in fact, labeled Esanim, he is Be'ofen Miyuchad Mekusher, tied intrinsically with this lofty title, called an Esan. So the Rambam says he's the Esan. Why is the Esan Ezrachi? He's the one lighting up, illuminating the world with Tyro. That, of course, is Avraham Avinu, who's the one spreading the Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or to the Gansavel. Avraham Avinu writes the Maral and Ner Mitzvah, writes the Maral and Netzach Yishon Paraglam and Vav. Or is the symbol of Mitzias. Hashalamayas, Rashi, Chav Gimel Amar Beis Masech HaShabbos. One of the reasons we light the candles, it gives us a sense of tranquility. We could see where we're going. We could behold the reality when we have a light inside the room. We could see things the way they ought to be seen. The way we ought to chop. We see and behold the Mitzias Amitas Ayadayor. Torah is Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Who's the Ezrachi? He's the one lighting up the world. The Esan is the one lighting up the world, making them all realize that the Torah, which is the ultimate Yeshus, Sanhedrin, Chavav, and Beis, the Torah called Tushia for many different reasons, but again in the pastures, Tushia, it is Bal Yeshus, that which gives the world the sense of existence is the Torah. Avraham Avinu is the one lighting up, illuminating the world, spreading the aura of Torah, Megillah, Tessayin, Beis, and Rabbi Yudah, Lahudamai, Sa'ora, Vesimcha, Vesosavikar, Ora, Zutah, Torah Shanamar, Akiner Mitzvah B'Torah. So Torah is lighting up the world. Avraham Avinu illuminates the world. Turns on everybody's light bulb, and we could finally now seize reality the way it ought to be seen and beheld. And that's Achrak Aidei Avraham Avinu. So I'd like to share with you a Chiddush, something that I've shared in different contexts in the past. And we find Esan Ezrachi, and again, like Rav Tzadok says, the pashas of the word Esan, and I'm sorry, I do have Negias over here, obviously, Eitan Ezrachi, but Lamaisa, Eitan means Tekifus, it means strength, but it means other things as well. Let's go to the master linguist Mandelkorn, Rav Hunder, and Pachad Yitzchok in Sukkis and Maimer Aleph. He brings from Mandelkorn's Kun Kenatzia, page 59. And you know where the Lashon Esan comes from? Everyone here learning Gemara. Is the Amri, Yesh Shomrim. Is Lashon Yesh. What is Esan? He's the Baal Yesh. Hamamela writes of Hunder, he's the one who gives the world a sense of existence. He's the one who recognized the Eibishter as the Baal Abira, the king of the palace, the master who orchestrates all worldwide events, the divine puppeteer Kaviyachol, who's maneuvering and manipulating all of nature at will. Hashem Yisbaruch is the one who gives Yeshus to the world, the one to be makir, that is Avraham Avinu. He is the one who was the first one to start the era of Torah, to spread the Torah to the world, Mamela, as we would expect. He would be the first one to be Mekayim, all tarik mitzvah satira. As Shas tells us twice, in Kedushim Pebeis, Amen Aleph, Yimach of Chesem and Beis, Avraham Avinu is the Torah. He starts out Tzkufas Torah. He is the Baal Yeshus. He gives the world a time for existence. So let's put that in our back pocket. Reason number one for Esan is Loshen Yesh, and Baal Yesh is just like the Torah called Tushia. He's a Baal Yesh, he gave this world a sense of meaning. The Eibishter controls the world. Reason number two, this appears in the Sefer Zikaron, Zichron Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Izbi. Zichron Elevrocha, page 55, and footnote number 70, they bring from a tshuva of a Rishon, Rav Avigdor Krah. Rav Avigdor Krah is the first one I saw that mentions this idea, but the Prima Gode, also in the beginning of Rosh Yosef and Brochus, makes allusion to this, as does Rav Eli Margulis in a Sefer Emunah on page 183, B'Shem Rabba Seino. I asked the Machaber, from whom did he hear it? He told me, Rabbi Yonas and David. Lamaisa, it's already a Prima Godim and Revig de Kral. Let's take the Osios Esan, Aleph Yitzof Nun. Let's borrow a Shorish Lamashal, any etymology in Lashon HaKodesh. Let's take Kosov. Chav, Sof, Veis. Anytime you want to transition a word from Lashon over to Lashon Asid, you want to take a word from the past to the present, what do? You want to take it from Gizras and Gizras Kal, you want to take it from the over to the Asid, you take one of the letters from Osios Eson, Aleph Yud Sof Nun, and that automatically transforms the terminology from over, from past to future. Kosov, Ani Echtov, Aleph, Ayud, Hu Yichtov, Tov ata tichtov, anun anachnu nichtov. Osios eson, when you take aleph yutzof nun and place those letters as a prefix to any shorish, any etymology, and mamela transforms from the past tense to the future tense. So when you put that together, what do you have? In pocket number two in your back pocket, and you have now eson, the prima godim of Vigdor, Korah, Rabbi Yonis, and David. Eson transforms any word from the past to the future. Okay, let's go now to the front pockets. I'll give you another shot on eson. This I heard from Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. We have a t'nai. A t'nai connotes the sense that something that's built on a stipulation, a conditional statement, that means it's flimsy, it's weak, it's antithetical to eson. Eitan, eson signifies strength, tekifus. Something that's a t'nai runs contrary to what eson is all about. Eson is osios t'nai. Flip around, intermingle the letters of t'nai, tuf nun, aleph yud. And what do you get? Eson, osios afuchus. The opposite of a t'nai is something that's eitan. A yesod eitan is something that's fundamentally strong and it's not built on any conditional statements or clauses. Amelo, we have three explanations to Eitan alike, to Lefina Yisdai, to connect them all. Avraham Avinu, we see the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah of Gimel, and when he spreads Torah and Yiddishkeit to the masses, he's called Eson Zeh. Eson Azrochi, David Melch refers to him as Eson Azrochi, Apostle Gimel and Kapitol Peites, Olam Chesed Yibone, just like the Eibishter started his world built on Chesed, Avraham Avinu is, Shabbos Keflam and Gimel and Beis, Hazek Levan Veo, Anivahu, Mahu, Rach Machan and Avat Rach Avram Avinu has to model himself after the ways of the Eibishter. Eibishter built his world on Chesed. The ultimate Baal Chesed, the Omen of Chesed, as the Maral writes in Der Chaim and Ovos Aleph Beis, Azor in Chodosh, Chukas, Pedalim and Aleph. The Omen of Chesed is Avram Avinu. God builds his world on Chesed. Avram Avinu starts a new world within a world. Behi Baram, Bishvil Avraham. Starts a new Mareches called the Tzura, the Am of Yisrael, within the larger world, he too has to build the world on Chesed. But he gave us the Torah. He's the first one to be Mekayim Kol Torah Mitzvos, the first one to learn the Torah, to master it, to then transmit it to the next generation, as we saw, what we said at the beginning of this year. We have a Gemara, twice in Shas, and what is Ordaf Gimel and Aleph, Shabbos Pechesim and Aleph. And the Eibishter made a Tznai and Maisa Bereishis. And the Eibishter said, Im Atem Tekabos HaTorah Mutav, and if you're not going to receive the Torah, then I'm going to mark the world to Tovavo. In the very outset of creation, it was built into the very creation itself, a stipulation, a conditional statement, if the world accepts the Torah Gevaldik, if the world knew Yitzur would go 1 second without Torah, the world would cease to exist instantly. So we might have a three-legged tripod called Torah, Avodah Gemisah Sen, upholding the world. All right, so Chaim Eloshen of Shechaim Shardalin, if the world went 1 second without Chesed or Avodah, we would still continue to exist. 1 split second without Torah, not Shaykh. The ikur leg of the tripod upholding the world is the Amunah Torah, and that's where Rabbi Chanan Wasserman writes in Kovetz Mamarim, and we change the sequence, and Torah comes before our voting Mirsa Sodim, and that's the ikur Yisod. As a God made a Tanai with Maisa Bereishis, I need you to accept the Torah and transmit and perpetuate the Torah. Who is the one who came down to the world, was the first one to teach Torah to the masses, to perpetuate it? And none other than our dear and beloved Avraham Avinu. Amel, it's very geschmack. And God made a t'nai in Maisa Bereishis. If you learn the Torah and continue it from generation to generation, gevaldik, and if one generation would go without it, the world's going to instantly cease to exist. Who uprooted that t'nai that was built into Maisa Bereishis? None other than Avraham, the Eson HaAzrochi, Eson Osios Efuchos of t'nai. He's the one to uproot that Tanai that was ingrained in Maisa Bereishis by doing what? By teaching Torah to the masses. Mamela Eson takes us from Lashon Over to Lashon Asid, who took us from the past to the future, none other than Avraham Avinu. He's the one to light up the world. He's the one, Eson is Yesh, to give us the Torah to Shia, and the Baal Yeshus, Ayadeh, the transmission of the Limanat Torah to the next generation. He took us from the past to the future by uprooting the Tanai built into Maisa Bereishis and giving us a sense of existence. And that's Eson, Osios, Tanai. And that's Eson, the future. And that's Eson, Is, Lashon Is, the Amri, the Bal Yeshus, Torah's called to Shia, Sinajun Chavav. And that's Avram Vino, the Eson Ezrachis. He goes out to the masses and he shares Torah with the world of Mamela. He gives the world a sense of Kiyam, understandably then, and the Medrash relates, Be'Avraham, Be'Shvil Avram, the whole world was Kedai because he's the one who gave the world a sense of continuity, a sense of perpetuity, a sense of Hemshechiyut. Mela, let's close with the following. And we discussed Achrayas, and the Sam Sefer, and it's bought in Rav Dov Elias, Prina Mishuch, and Gavod, the Anapashas Bereshas. The Machaber brings from Ksovim of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Volk, who brings an Ksav Yad, and then when he was learning in Yeshivas Volozhin, Rav Chaim Volozhin, Rav Yitzhak Volozhin, they would always talk about the Inin of Achrayas. And he would write, this Ratzvi Hirsch Volk, that the Chassam Sefer became the Gol Hador over all of his peers, all of his colleagues. Why? Al Shum Shit Stai and Ramita Zuligo the Managa Klal. Because he separated himself from everybody, and that he was a Mitsuyan when it came to worrying about all of Klal Yisrael. Lamod Beperetz Lashkiach Al Bnei Doro, and Akoya Maskim Shmuel Chassam Sefer Basma. What did he say? Chassam Sefer was bothered. What's the difference between Chanoch Amalach Elokim Kadosh? Mayisalei Chanoch Elokim? And what's the difference? Chanoch is barely mentioned in the Chumash. He's mentioned in Parshas Bereishis. This is a Malach Hashem Chanoch. And yet he merits barely any mention on the pages of Chumash. And yet Avraham Avinu, Kama Parshios B'Torah, explain the Chassam Sefer Tuluyas Bo, and how many drushes, and how many Svarim, all about Avraham Avinu, the one who started Klai. So what was the difference? Writes the Chassam Sefer. Elisha Chanoch, his bodhidavis asik bishlamis nafshu kiyach mitzvah morim b'moro. He indeed was like an angel. He sequestered himself in a room and he worried about his own ruknias. And he didn't take out the time to be mashpia on the klal. Ailah Avram Avinu, amasa atzmo v'nafshu lishtalmus b'nei doro. He didn't just want to get to his own personal shlamis. He was a balachrayis who took on the responsibility vis a vis everyone in his generation. Lahadruch table m'lov likro b'shem Hashem. As sherzu amida ein lamaila him. And there's no greater mida, as we mentioned, from the Kuntras Tashma, from Yeshivas Chochma, Vedas, and Rechovot, the idea of the mida of Achrayis being the greatest of all midas, and Rechaim Shulovitz writing in Maimon Chof and Sichas Musar, the only way to get to Galus is Ayyidei Midas Achrayis. Amelin is Agdamo, Tenev Shechaim, Rav Yitzhak Volozhin, the son of Rav Chaim Volozhin. He writes, and they have it here in big letters, when I would sit in a room learning on my own, Rav Chaim, my father, Hayarogo Lochiachosi, he would give me Musar, Al Sharoshin, Inni Mishtati, Batsara Dachrina, and he would knock on the door, and he would say, Yitzchak, it's time to get out and worry about the Klal. And the Koya Dvoro Eli Tomid, my father, Chaim Elojan, would speak to me constantly and tell me, Shazek Kol Ha'odah. Alola Atzmo Nivra. The mensch was not made for himself. You know why man was created? To benefit other people. Everything within his ability to do. That's why man was created. The same Rav Dov Eliach takes us to his wonderful Sefer, Avi HaYeshivas, page 363 of the newer edition. He writes that other Talmidim also would write in the name of Chaim Elojan, that everyone has to go ahead and be mate of Lizuloso, the wealthy one with his money, the Chocham is spreading his Torah, the Askin Polov, even the Ani by davening, and he writes in the footnotes, this story that the Rav Yitzhak Volozhin would isolate himself in a room that no one would be matred him in the middle of his learning, as father would knock on the door and say, Lo l'choy etzalo, you can't lock yourself in a room, say l'kabel o tzibur alecha, ki l'kach no tzar, to go out and accept the Ola Tzibur, and the Achrayas of being Mazak of the Rabbi. That is your obligation. Avraham Avinu does that and writes the Netziv and Mekdover. He sacrificed being as great a Novi as Sora. Shema Bekola, Avraham Avinu was told. Listen to Sora, why she was greater. Ask the Netziv, how could she be greater? Because he had to go to the college campuses. He had to go leave the Beis Medrash, the Yeshiva Shemanim, and he had to go out, spread Torah to the world, even though it came at the sacrifice that he diminished his status as a Novi in contrast to his greater wife, Sora, Shema Bekola. Azok in the tziva of a pike. It was worth it to sacrifice his own personal madriga as a novi and to spread the Eibushir's Torah. That's Behibar Amishvil Avraham. And that's the one who starts at Klai Yisrael. And that's the one who has so many parashiyos dedicated to him in the conscience to a Chanoch. And because Avraham Avinu said, let me take Yiddishkeit, and let me take the Torah, let me perpetuate the world and Yiddishkeit all throughout the world. This Eisan HaZrochi is Taka, the one who lit up the world, who lit up Yiddishkeit. He was the Tekifus, that strength, the inner resolve to take the Yeshus, the Seba of our existence, the Torah Kadosha, to spread it to Mamelitz Kufus Torah Kat, and always will only begin with Avraham Avinu at 52 years old when he spread Torah to the masses, which was Zochah to follow suit. And become Balei Achrayus each in our own way. Have a Gavaldi Nacht, all Shiur and regular and scheduled this week. A wonderful night, Kanis, please. A good to Vak.